I mean, when C.L.R. James said that passive obedience was precisely the basis of bourgeois society, it may have been more fair to say force, coercion is the basis of bourgeois society, because it is coercion that causes us to, well, it's all the same. It's just different words for the same thing. I was about to say lose ourselves, give up the truth we are born with. And in this segment of our ongoing discussion, Aspects of an Effective Model of Resistance, we're going to be focusing on just that, getting ourselves back, focusing on the strategies of community education, grounding our understanding that we gain through our work together, our discussions of the key suppressed ancestors, grounding our new understanding in our bodies by incorporating the key concepts in movement and voice. Also organizing for global general strikes, and then acquiring land for earthships, and then here in the U.S., calling the question on our right to happiness. And in recent shows, we've been discussing authentic challenges, how to defend the authentic self in a practical sense, daily, in a totalitarian reality, confronting the theft, the invasion of our body, confronting the theft of our authentic selves, the substitution of the state for our original inheritance. And this process we've been referring to as the invasion of our bodies. I was thinking after I listed those films that try to tell the truth about the nature of this system and realize I've left out a few. Well, maybe we'll have a show devoted to, you know, just taking a break and talking film for a bit. But one of them that I found helpful as well was Devil's Advocate. In addition to Invasion of the Body Snatchers and The Matrix, and I forget the other ones. Anyway, children perceive the rigid imposition of a fixed structure, the artificial order in quotes, of a class system with fear and anxiety. It violates their nature, their inherent freedom. But as its parents who impose it, they must construct the belief that there has to be a terrible powerful reason to require that what is unpleasant and sad replace what is joyous and free. And the puzzle consumes them, for it's never authentically explained. And in the end, most give in and become what they believe their parents want, small, rigid humans, on the lookout for violations of the structure. I mean, it's really quite obscene and insane when we step back and have a chance to look at it objectively through honest eyes, unconditioned eyes, the eyes of the little ones. Because that is exactly what the way this system is presented, as if the structure matters much more than joy and happiness and being yourself and being real and being powerful and alive. And, you know, it's like all of that has to go out the window for the structure. It is a puzzle, which fortunately the ancestors all together united have given us the answer to. So they eventually have no choice, because power took Jeremy Bentham to heart. Yes, I included him in that list because he's critical. Took him to heart. There can be nothing that contradicts the story that you are conditioning the people with. They have taken that real religious, that advice, very serious. That's the point of the EMF weapons. And despite the fact that, I still believe, despite the fact that it feels like to admit that they have developed a lot, a big line of EMF weaponry that is to be used to target individuals, that to admit that would open up a door they don't want to go through. And nonetheless, I believe it's possible to force them to. I mean, everything's possible to force them to if we wake up. Because ultimately, what we are forcing them to do is get off our backs, our minds, our health. Get out of the way of a free future. You want us out of the way? Excuse me. We happen to be 7 billion, and you are what again? 10,000? Seems to me it is long past time for you to get gone. I don't want no more people dying unnecessarily, although I know that's a vain hope. So, the systematically privileged are used as buffers. Like I said, they've got a bunch of them. So the systematically privileged among the children they are conditioning are sent to advanced education, quote unquote, to learn intricate explanations for the madness in order to separate them from their brothers and sisters and serve as buffers to protect the hiddenness of power, to stop we the people from putting two and two together such that truth can flash around the world and our uncoerced future based in abundance begin. Our conversations with Proudhon have led us to the word association. Association as our governing idea as we begin to create our just future for ourselves and the children. Let's examine it in light of the issues we've been discussing, the challenges that must be faced as we do this, and then consider how it might translate into practice. Let's think about that this week and take it up in our next show. So the issues we've been discussing, let's return to them, their fear, and take up our original endowment in the form of our Unity Responsibility Project, starting with unity with the children. Children need to see our confidence, see that we do indeed know we are here to be powerful and exuberant, to fully develop our gifts, and that we value their likewise assurance. The power guys have been disastrously effective in shaping the planet because they work in concert. And their ambition is conscious. They show us the critical elements for the achievement of a global vision. We have to do this consciously, and we have to work together globally. What we are making is the opposite of class. We look to each other as children look to us for guidance. We feed off of each other's energy, so the quality of that energy is key. We need strong cores. The body is the temple that harbors our souls, our knowledge of the eternal, and our bodies have been invaded, occupied by thieves. And just as Prince said, they are looking for our souls to murder them. Children must be learned from, not taught. Controlling us has always been power's obsession. They want us to be their puppets, and we've already examined that dynamic with Alice Miller, how they, in terms of their repetition compulsion, this is ex they show us what was done to them. They were turned into puppets. Their parents did not respect their inherent freedom. They made use of their children because the system, the structure, is more important than them, is what the parents communicated with their raising their training, their conditioning of their children, and likewise then gets done to us as well, versions of that. They want us to be their puppets, and they force the creation of technologies and weapons that allow them, in the absence of our awareness of what's being done to us, that's key, in the absence of that, to monitor and manipulate us. The global statesmen are very much aware of the political implications of the truism that children are the future, i.e., as Kissinger told us, they believe the role of the statesman is to determine the future. And they are determined to aggressively install it, the system, in the children as early as possible, which means that their authentic selves are threatened and must be defended. Global statesmen believe they own us. There's a cachet associated with their degree of control of us as they vie with each other for rank. And they start by breaking the spirits of the children and all lovers of freedom. And as class is totalitarian inherently, this is a global phenomenon. We see it in the kidnapping of school children in Nigeria and Mexico, the slaughter and displacement of villagers, they with the whole spirits, everywhere, but particularly in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, Central and South America. So as we hold on to our own souls through our holistic self-defense practice, our consciousness and efforts are either outright global, as with the organization of global general strikes, or have a global emphasis. Next week, we'll focus more on the practice itself with the theme, Trust Your Feelings. How else can we own our bodies?